أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي رب هب لي حكما والحقني بالصالحين واجعل لي لسان صدق في الآخرين. We are turning to Surah As-Sajda, chapter 32, verse number 5. Allah Azza wa Jal says in this verse, يُدَبِّرُ الْأَمْرَ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ إِلَى الْأَرْضِ ثُمَّ يَعْرُجُ إِلَيْهِ فِي يَوْمٍ كَانَ مِقْدَارُهُ أَلْفَ سَنَةٍ مِمَّا تَعُدُّونَ يُدَبِّرُ الْأَمْرَ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ إِلَى الْأَرْضِ Allah Azza wa Jal, He directs every affair from the heavens to the earth, ثُمَّ يَعْرُجُ إِلَيْهِ, after which every affair will ascend to him, فِي يَوْمٍ, on a day, كَانَ مِقْدَارُهُ أَلْفَ سَنَةٍ, the duration of which will be 1,000 years, مِمَّا تَعُدُّونَ, of that which you count. So if we just go into it, see, in these verses, Allah Azza wa Jal is speaking of His greatness. If you see in the previous verse, verse number 4, Allah Azza wa Jal said, Allahu alladhi khalaqa as-samawati wal-ard. Allah is the one that created the heaven, the originator of the heavens and the earth, wa ma baynahuma, and that which comes in between. So, I said to you, if you are the developer, or you are the boss, or you started some organization. So you are the boss, you are at the top, you own the company belongs to you. But it's not necessary that everyone is functioning according to your command. And even if you did so, you know the amount of pressure you have to micromanage each and every person, if you wanted it in that manner. And then too, you'll see your health will start to deteriorate. So there will be some sort of back, or some sort of difficulty or challenge, but you wouldn't be able to see over that organization 24 hours. So it is likely that at some point, that it's not functioning according to how you want it to be. The manager is not translating your mission. And that means then this manager's below that manager, below that CEO, below there at the bottom. They are not really achieving your mission and vision, because it's something that is not promoted by the management. So you can own an organization, but is it really going to play out? Many times it doesn't. Allah Azza wa Jal is the one who created this universe, and He is the one who manages it Himself. And you know, لا تأخذوا سنة ولا نوم, no sleep, nothing overcomes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is, and there is no sort of health deteriorating. Allah is Allah. No sleeping, absolutely nothing in terms of deterioration. وَنَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنْ ذَلِكَ. Allah Azza wa Jal is exclusive. لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٍ, nothing like Allah. So He manages everything. يُدَبِّرُ الْأَمْرَ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ إِلَى الْأَرْضِ. He manages every affair, directs every affair from the heavens to the earth. Then if you see, ثُمَّ يَعْرُجُ إِلَيْهِ فِي يَوْمٍ, so let's stop there. ثُمَّ يَعْرُجُ إِلَيْهِ, after which everything will ascend to Him. So here comes the question, Allah knows everything. Allah is watchful over everything. He doesn't need a record button. He doesn't need every affair to go back to Him. So he knows everything, but for you, sometimes people perpetrate crimes. And when you ask them, say, I didn't do it. But when you put it in front of them, this is this, on this particular day, this particular time, this is what you did. Here is the evidence. Now you see the guilty look. Now he's searching, grappling for words, response. So everything is going to return, will ascend to him. Ya'ruju, it's going to climb up, go back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You won't be able to scrap out. You won't be able to hide. Sometimes we're looking for evidence, you can't find it. It's gone, wiped off your phone. It's gone. No matter how you remember someone sent it to you, but you can't access it again. It's gone. But this, every affair is going to return back to Allah. It's going to ascend. So that's it. Allah Azza wa Jal then mentions, fi yawmin, on a day, kana miqdaruhu alfa sana, a day in which its length, its duration of which will be 1,000 years, mimma ta'uddun, that of which you will count. So now there's a question here. There is this verse, which is chapter 32, Surah Sajda, verse number 5, and it is telling us that the length, the question that we're asking here is, what is the length of Yawmul Qiyamah, of the Day of Qiyamah? Because we have this verse here, which you are currently busy with, it is saying 1,000 years. If you go to another verse, and this is mentioned in Suratul Ma'arij, chapter number 70, there you will find, في يوم كان مقداره 50,000 سنة, on a day in which its duration is 50,000 years. So in this, in Surah Sajda, verse 5, we said 1,000 years. Surah Al-Ma'arij, chapter 70, and there it is mentioned 50,000 years. So how much will it be? Here, a profound statement. And this is mentioned in Hakim, Abdul Razzaq as well, a Sahih narration. Huma yawmani dhakrahumullah fi kitabihi. These are 2 days. Who's making the statement? Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu anhu, Ra'isul Mufassirin, Bahrul Ulum, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made dua for him. Allahumma allimhu ta'wila. O Allah, grant him the deeper understanding of the Quran Sharif. He got those du'as. He becomes the head of the Mufassirin. And he's saying, Huma yawmani dhakarahumullah fi kitabillah. Fi kitabihi. Huma yawmani dhakarahumullahu fi kitabihi. These are 2 days in which Allah Azza wa Jal speaks about in his book. Allahu a'lamu bihima. Allah knows best with regards to the two of them. And then look at this precaution. He states, wa akrahu an aqula fi kitabillahi ma la a'lamu. And I dislike to say something in Allah Azza wa Jal's kitab of that which I have no knowledge about. So this was his precaution. And he is on such a high level. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, specifically in the field of understanding the Quran Sharif. And he says, Huma yawmani dhakarahumallahu fi kitabihi. Allahu a'lamu bihima. Wa akrahu an aqula. Wa akrahu an aqula fi kitabillahi ma la a'lamu. I dislike that I say something that is, that I have no knowledge about. Then we just turn to another narration. So we have 1,000 years. We have 50,000 years. Let's look at this narration of Musnad Abi Ya'la. Narration of Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu. This hadith is authenticated to the extent that even it's authenticated by major, major scholars. So in this narration here, it is mentioned, يَقُوبُ النَّاسُ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. The people will be standing in front. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu's narration. The people will be standing in front of the sustainer of the universe. يَقُوبُ النَّاسُ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. مِقْدَارُ نِصْفِ يَوْمٍ. It will be half a day. Its length, duration, half a day. مِنْ خَمْسِينَ أَلْفَ سَنَة. Of 50,000 years. Of which will be 50,000 years. So half a day is equivalent to half a day, the duration, which is 50,000 years. مقدار نصف يوم من 50,000 سنة ويهون ذلك اليوم على المؤمن كتدل الشمس للغروب إلى أن تغرب. But this will become so easy for the believer, this day of Qiyamah. It will be so easy for a believer. It will be like the sun lowering itself until it sets. It will be like the sun lowering itself until it sets. Now, half a day is 50,000 years. Just now we said the full day. So if a full day, we'll say it's 100,000 years. So that means another. So what's the true duration of Qiyamah? The true duration is this year. How do we understand? How do we reconcile all of this year? Because we said, verse 5, chapter 32, Surah Sajdah, كَانَ مِقْدَارُهُ أَلْفَ سَنَةٍ مِمَّا تَعُدُّونَ. Of that which you count, it is 1,000 years, its duration. Then we have Surah Al-Ma'arij. There, كَانَ مِقْدَارُهُ خَمْسِينَ أَلْفَ سَنَةٍ. 50,000 years. And here, half a day, 50,000 years. مِقْدَارَ نِسْفٍ. مقدار نصف يوم من 50,000 سنة. 50,000 years. So in this hadith, how do we... So here's the answer. For a believer, it's in the hadith. وَيَهُونُ ذَلِكَ الْيَوْمُ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِ كَتَدَلِّ الشَّمْسِ لِلْغُرُوبِ إِلَىٰ أَن تَغْرُبَ. It will be like the lowering of the sun till sunset. Until it sets. The lowering of the sun until it sets. This is it. So for a believer, it will be so quick. It will be fast. For a disbeliever, and this is mentioned by Hakim al-Ummah in his Bayan al-Quran. Mufti Shafi Saab rahmatullah alayhi has also included it under this verse in Ma'arif al-Quran. For a disbeliever, it will be long. For those with a lot to account for, even though they're Muslim, it's going to be lengthy as well. You know the narration of Bukhari Sharif and Muslim Sharif. Sab'atun yudhlihum Sab'atun yudhilluhumullahu fi dhillihi yawma la dhilla illa dhillah. Seven categories of people will be under the shade of Allah on that day which there will be no shade except His shade. And there all the categories are given. So we like to go into discussions of the day, of the length, all of this. But when will it be that we go into discussions of how we can change our lives and focus? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam had mentioned, this is the narration of Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu, narration of Bukhari Sharif, Muslim Sharif. خَطَبَنَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ sallallahu alayhi wasallam خُطْبَةً مَا سَمِعْتُ مِثْلَهَا قَطُّ. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasallam rendered such a lecture that I never heard such a lecture like of its kind in my life. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, لَوْ تَعْلَمُونَ مَا أَعْلَمُ. If you knew what I knew, لَضَحِكْتُمْ قَلِيلًا وَلَبَكَيْتُمْ كَثِيرًا. You would laugh less and you would cry more. فَغَطَّى أَصْحَابُ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ وُجُوهَهُمْ وَلَهُمْ خَنِينٌ. The Sahaba radiallahu anhum, they began covering them, their faces, and then they began, وَلَهُمْ خَنِينٌ. خَنِينٌ هُوَ الْبُكَاءُ مَعَ الْغُنَّةِ. هُوَ الْبُكَاءُ مَعَ غُنَّةٍ. This is to cry. وَانْتِشَاقِ الصَّوْتِ مِنَ الْأَنْفِ. And this is to let a sound come out from your nose, such a cry. They led the cryings in this manner. So some people on the day of Qiyamah, فَيَكُونُ النَّاسُ عَلَىٰ قَدْرِ أَعْمَالِهِمْ فِي الْعَرَقِ. Some people will be on such levels, they will be drowning in their sweat. And what's the فَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَكُونُ إِلَىٰ كَعْبَيْهِ. Some till the ankles, some till the إِلَىٰ رُكْبَتَيْهِ, some till the knees, some until the هِقْوَيْهِ, that means their hips, their waist. And some of them until they will be drowning fully. And the Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam pointed to his mouth up until that point. So different people will be in different punishments, or different catastrophes rather, on that catastrophic day. May Allah Azza wa Jal make it easy for us. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا أَنِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ.